you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a couple of minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a few minutes after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then you are possibly listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the coolest fucking place to be. All the cool kids hanging out smoking dope and shit. Crabdiving.com. Not that you aren't cool if you don't smoke dope. We're not encouraging drug use.
But it helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And right away, my younger brother, Jeffrey, texting in, what's up with the journalists rummaging through a crime scene?
What's up with that shit? Yeah, we're going to get to that. That's trending on the Twitter.
Trending on Twitter.
In fact, Twitter. Follow us on the Twitter and chat with us during the show if you like. At Crab Diving, CRABDIVING, one word. And you can communicate with us during the show if it's live. If it ain't live, you can tweet us too. We respond to that shit. Not 24/7, but we do respond to that stuff. Don't forget, you can also talk to us on our Facebook page where there's lots going on, lots of conversations, lots of memes, lots of stuff that we talk about here on the show, shit that we don't get to, and all kinds of fun stuff that we share on our Facebook.com/crabdiving, our wonderful, intelligent community of friends.
Check out the flyer I put out today for the show. I used all my, I learned some new Photoshop skills.
Whipping out all the Photoshop skills on the Get a Brain Morons meme. It's a famous one. There's an asshole who was protesting. He's a, some T-Billy lunatic. And he hand drawed a sign and was out protesting. And it's supposed to say, get a brain, morons.
It says morons.
But it says, get a brain, morons.
M-O-R.
Now, possibly, I don't know, there's an Irish family he's angry with. The Morans. I think that's an Irish name.
Sure. Hey, you know what the best thing about that picture is? You know what the best thing about that is?
The Cardinals shirt.
Oh, yes. Right. Typical fucking idiot.
Yeah.
St. Louis Cardinal fan.
Wearing mandals.
Oh,
and a porn stash.
Oh, yes.
Stupid sunglasses and a ridiculous starred headband. Not even
like
a headband, headscarf.
It looks like a Stars and Stripes do-rag.
Yeah, I think you're right.
An American flag that's made into a do-rag. It's not a desecration at all. Yeah, how is that respectful to the flag you're putting on your stupid fucking sweaty head?
Yeah.
So, get a brain.
Check out that promo that Ryan put together on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, all kinds of shit going on in the world. I'm sure I don't even have to look at what the headlines are. I heard a little while ago that FBI has officially said that this is now a terror investigation.
Oh my God, Pat. Shit.
So, I didn't have the button.
Benghazi.
There we go. I wasn't ready with the button fast enough.
But, what do we do about...
That one goes on pretty long. We usually don't get that long.
What do we do about all the... About Obama whitewashing this? He didn't call it terrorism enough. Are we going to have some hearings?
He didn't say you know, grab every Muslim off the street and throw them in jail, which is what I think a lot of these fucking assholes want to do. It's still a really weird, very bizarre situation. The whole story is odd, including the breaking into the crime scene today so that the stupid old landlord could make $1,000 from fucking Inside Edition.
Fuck you.
We'll get to that. We might as well have Sarah Palin, the almost vice president of the United States.
Oh, my God.
Lead us into the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, December the 4th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over at... You okay?
Yeah.
Over at... the Commie Pinko Liberal... Huffington Post.
Fuck you, boy!
Wife loyal to ISIS. FBI is calling it an act of terror.
Oh, shit. Wait a second.
Is
Tom Ridge going to tell me to duct tape my windows?
Tom Ridge.
When am I doing that?
The mass shooting in San Bernardino.
Massive.
Was an act of terrorism, according to the FBI. Ending speculation.
Yes.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
I got the burpees.
Yeah. Have some of that whiskey. That'll help.
I think that might have set off the burpees. assistant director.
Well,
the assistant director in charge.
Ooh, shit.
Said, we're now investigating these horrific acts as an act of terrorism.
Right.
Following revelations that Tashfeen Malik, one of the shooters, had done on Facebook, had somehow pledged her allegiance to the Islamic State. It just says that she, the wife of the other of Syed Farouk, announced her loyalty to the terrorist organization. Somehow on she praised the leader of the Islamic State group in a post on 11 a.m. on Wednesday.
Okay.
When they were believed to have stormed the social service center and opened fire. I'm not sure if it was before, after, during. There's also, I think they were wearing GoPros.
Oh, really?
I think they said, I read somewhere that they had GoPros. Whether or not that's true, you know, you can't. Who knows what some of the way these reports fly around.
Good Lord.
Fuck you, HuffPo.
What happened?
God damn it. Over in the sidebar.
Yeah.
A frequent clip that we play here on the show. The former Miss Teen USA contender.
Oh, my God.
Who says, USA Americans.
We got to play that.
Well, I don't know now, because she's saying that she considered suicide after that. After it went viral. Maybe we should hold off till Monday.
Oh, shit.
Before we start beating on her again.
How many times have we played that?
Former teen beauty queen opened up about how crushing the humiliation was that nearly led to her suicide after a video of her stumbling to answer a question during a pageant went viral.
You know, the thing is, I feel sorry for her. I feel bad. Those,
I do, too.
Those fuckers. I mean, I know we played it a shit ton and we've laughed our asses off.
It's also an indictment of just the whole thing.
Right.
The ridiculousness of the whole fucking...
She was not prepared to answer that.
Right.
Not really. I mean...
Well, and any of it is ridiculous. It's all ridiculous. These pageants. Yeah.
It's stupid. But keep them coming. And I got to say that it's horrible the way they do it, because they're just setting those girls up to fail in that pageant thing. I mean, and no one coached her.
At what point in the pageant process?
Yes.
You know, and some of these, like, Honey Boo Boo, these, I think it's child abuse, but these parents who stuff their kids into these ridiculous pageants.
Dude, that's criminal.
But
make them tame.
At what point through that process, when you get up from, you know, being a 4-year-old shaking your hiney hoo up on the stage to an 18-year-old? Till you're Miss Teen USA or you're Miss America.
Man.
But at what point in that process do they acknowledge a brain?
I don't know.
Like, is Miss Teen USA the first time she's had to speak?
I don't know, man.
You know what I mean?
I know. It's like, what are, up till that point, what is the point?
Are you going to ask an 8-year-old what she thinks about Libya?
Yes. You might as well.
Right? Are you going to ask a 12-year-old what they think of the state of education in America? No. Why would Miss, what is she, 17 know. Or something at the time? Why would this person be expected to know a foreign fucking policy when she's been pushed maybe through a system that teaches you just look good and shake your ass, girl?
I mean,
right?
Yeah, dude. It's God. I feel bad that she wanted to kill herself. That sucks.
I think they just they try to gild the yeah. big steaming puddle of diarrhea that is the pageant system, which is just it's just ridiculous. It's just
God, ridiculous. Matt. You must be quite a gilder. I mean, if you're in,
that's like, what I mean. It's harder to gild a puddle.
I know. I'm
than
just
a solid.
Saying, that's impressive.
My whole point.
What do you think's worse on kids? Having them play football from when, you know, they're little kids all the way up through high school and, you know, the concussions and all the brain injuries and shit like that, or putting them through the pageant system?
Well, I think the physical
harmful?
Damage, I think. If you, I think you can save these girls who still have brains that aren't smashed.
Yeah, I guess.
Depending on what their talent is, I don't know. Maybe they're breaking bricks with their forehead.
Yeah,
is one of their talents.
Hey, America, is there anything else we can do with our kids aside from the beauty pageants and football? Is there anything we can do with their youth that's not those two things?
How about let them be kids?
Put them on the fucking debate team. How do you like that?
Yeah,
have them
so
learn
that was,
something.
That was off in the sidebar. Poor Miss former South Carolina.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, I saw something shiny here. Faithless Friday, everybody. Right. I've got a couple stories. We've got a, I think I have a Jim Baker clip.
Oh, my.
Might want to hear.
I can't wait for that. That guy's
some other shit going
fucking
on.
Batshit crazy. What's he selling? What shitty food is he selling? Did we learn on a previous episode of Crab Diving that the food... Jim Baker's food is shitty.
It's shockingly
shocker
horrific.
But you saw The Walking Dead, correct?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I mean, if you were The Walking Dead people and you happened to punt a whole warehouse full of Jim Baker pudding,
that's not how it's advertised.
Potato
though. Jim
soup.
Baker makes it sound like Wolfgang Puck freeze dried it himself.
But you'd be happy with it. You would be happy with it.
Chocolate pudding.
It's so horrible. But see, in The Walking Dead, you can't get water either sometimes.
That pink powder that turns into tomato sauce that you put on your horrible...
so gross, man.
Cheap pasta.
He should be ashamed of himself, Mr. Baker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean...
So over at the Drudge...
Fuck you.
Let's dumb ourselves down. Let's crank the calendars back.
Crank yanker.
1500s, maybe. And over at the Drudge Report, I'm sure.
Right.
Pledged allegiance to ISIS on Facebook is also the headline over at the Drudge.
Oh, wait. The terrorists, they liked ISIS on Facebook. They liked the page. Does ISIS have a page?
They have. Oh, yeah.
Really?
ISIS has a magazine. In fact, that's what they're saying.
How the fuck?
Some of these, you know, they found a duffel bag
back
full of. A whole bunch of pipe bombs that had already been assembled, and the design of these pipe bombs is similar, identical, whatever, to a design that was put out on this ISIS magazine that comes out on the internet.
Oh shit!
On how to make a pipe bomb.
Wait,
and it kind of matched. That's why they're wondering if this magazine that ISIS puts out, if that was the inspiration for the design of some of these bombs and what these people did. Now, the question, I think, now that they've decided that, yeah, there is a terroristic-ish component to this, is obviously they were planning some shit because they had bags full of pipe bombs. They had, what did we say yesterday, 1,600 rounds, crabdiving.com, iTunes, Stitcher.
To what?
They had 1,600 rounds. Of gun of ammo with them. I mean, that's not a
lot.
Let's stop at Walmart on the way to jihad kind of thing. And
how do you?
So now they're wondering: is was there actual contact with the ISIS? Like,
did ISIS drop this shit off?
Well, yeah. Or did she or he have actual contact with the organization other than posting "I love you, ISIS" on the Facebook and then flipping out and going and killing a bunch of people. Did you know? We don't know yet. They're still trying to figure out if there was, if this is just one of these homegrown radicalized lunatics acting independently. That, as far as we know, or
is it part of a larger plan?
Was it part of a plan?
What do you think,
Lindsey Graham?
How do you get all that fucking? How do you get all those bullets if you don't if you don't have support?
Lindsey Graham this morning was saying, you know, maybe we gotta start taking a look at these marriage visas now. Where you that was one of the things they were a little worried about. He says they've been worried about.
We've been worried about this for some time.
That these somebody will go over and grab themselves a terrorist and bring the person back and give them marriage and then instant citizenship like this woman had.
What does it always seem like Lindsey Graham is sipping on a mojito? Whenever you
or julep.
Something. He sounds southern and refreshed at the same time.
He does.
Perfect. By the way, I just thought of something.
Yeah.
That there needs to be a strain of weed named after Lindsey Graham. I mean, his last name is Graham.
Could I get a Lindsey 5 grams, please?
5 grams of Lindsey.
Right.
5 tablespoons.
Okay.
Plenty of that. A Lindsey Graham.
So there
special.
You go. So it's terror. Now let's just hope that somehow our friends on the right will somehow show some goddamn restraint in call to arms against every Muslim in the goddamn country. You know it's going to happen. Already, the lunatics are screeching.
Oh yes,
about jihad.
Well, what about Trump's plan? Are we going after people's families? No,
Trump's.
Jeez,
that doesn't help. It doesn't. Even that's what Lindsey Graham said. Lindsey Graham is like, look, you're talking about this guy is saying we're going to go after your families.
Yeah.
What do you think that does to a jihadist a person? Do you think that says, oh, okay, we'll stop?
I mean, don't you feel like the other problem is our press is legitimizing him? I mean, no one is really saying he
ratings.
Doesn't go on fucking CNN.
It's because everybody watches whatever he goes on.
And no one says, dude, you are fucking nuts for saying that America should go after the family of the families of terrorists. That's insane. No one says that to him. So he looks...
Not to his face. You're right.
To the rest of the world, whoever is listening, there's no way he's going to be president. No fucking way.
Chuck
Relax.
Todd tried, right? We played that clip the other day where Chuck Todd said, look, it's just because a bunch of people are telling you, oh, we think we saw it too, that doesn't make it true.
It is impossible to argue with somebody like Trump too, right?
Right.
I mean, because he's going to double down no matter what.
People told me that's the Fox News journalism standard.
And what it's
people are saying.
Yes. And Chuck Todd said, if I use that standard, I'd be fired. Isn't that what he kind of said?
No. Yeah. Right. Doesn't matter. It's amazing.
It is a genuine crazy person inserted into politics.
More than usual.
More than Sarah Palin.
Right. And who defies the odds. We've had crazy before.
Oh, sure.
Sarah Palin kind of proved that the system worked, because once she started, talking and they realized that their Hail Mary was not going to vault McCain ahead of Obama, that it worked. She brought him down. She was an albatross to John McCain, not an asset. Now Sarah Palin might be in the lead. She might be kicking herself in her flappers that
flappers.
She didn't run this time because bat shit is at the top.
Dude, Donald Trump is like Sarah Palin, but he's not beholden to anyone. See, like Sarah Palin was in the Republican Party. John McCain's running mate. I mean, Trump doesn't owe anybody jack shit. He's financing his own campaign.
Right.
I guess that's a difference, maybe.
Although I didn't I saw a headline, but I didn't read it, and I didn't actually save it. But there was something today. Well, I'll follow up on it over the weekend about how somebody was saying that Trump might not be as super PAC free as he alleges, that when he's around saying I don't take no money.
Yeah,
that may not be 100% accurate.
Right.
There's a story we were talking about. Of course, we've been talking about the horrible Islamic terrorism.
Oh, God.
Radical Islamic terrorism. There, you guys happy now?
Yes.
Did you blow your load in your tidy,
gross,
saggy, yellow in the front, brown in the back, stained tidy whiteies?
We need a hose down, everybody. Permission to hate brown people, Republicans. That's what they want, right?
Right.
You fucking assholes.
And let's say Obama, I mean, he shouldn't. I don't think Obama should come out and condemn all of Islam, despite what they want. Let's say he did.
Yes.
What's changed? What has changed?
Right.
How are they going to suddenly love him?
No.
And fight for lip space on his cock?
Oh, yes. I'm in line for lip space.
I don't think so.
Lip space. That's a finite thing. There's only so much cock square footage of the commander.
You know, you see all those piglets sucking at a big pig's tit? That's what you see. All of them with their little lips on.
It's not bad to be president
POTUS
sometimes.
POTUS schlong.
POTUS. POTUS palm. Penis. Oh, man.
We've got, there's a story at Raw Story.
RawStory.com.
E Pinko Liberal.
Oh, yes. Are you all right?
Oh, I took a wee swig. A wee swig of the mother's milk.
You're Irish.
From Ireland. And
suck it up.
It burned a little bit. It says, the headline is, here are 15 of the worst right-wing reactions to San Bernardino shooting.
I'm sorry. As the great Rip Torn would say, just drink it, you pussy.
God, yep. Yeah, from the Larry Sanders Show.
That's right.
Do you remember the drink?
Salty dog.
Yeah, salty dog.
Salty dog.
Salty dog, right.
Never
Which
had
is
one.
Basically a vodka with like
salt.
It's like a
horrible. Yeah. Gross. Who the fuck drinks that?
The 15. Oh, I don't have my DVDs anymore. I just thought about that. They got lent out.
Oh.
Oh, it's just on Netflix, I'm sure.
Right. And if you need to go buy any of the Larry Sanders on DVD, go to Amazon.com.
Thanks
access to our fucking portal.
Yeah, thanks to all of you that have been using our portal. And for the holiday seasons, if you have that certain relative that you are thrilled as fuck, you don't have to travel and see, but you do have to buy them shit. Yeah. Hey, buy them something on Amazon, send it to them, and put a really personal note in the card. And but if you do, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or go to our website, crabdiving.com. There's a banner.
Banner.
Click on that shit, and whatever you buy, we get a little nibble of, a little taste. Doesn't cost you one fucking red Lincoln cent.
Red cent. That's racist. I know that's racist. I know the etymology of that is fucking racist.
Which
it has
costs
to be.
More. No, they're
red.
Copper's red.
No. Native Americans. Is that, I assumed it had some like American Indian references.
Oh, maybe. I always thought it was because copper's red. So it's a red scent.
In this country, don't you default?
Of course. What am I thinking?
It's got to be fucking
racist. I'm surprised it wasn't an N word scent. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I'm so sorry. I want to read this real quick. This is this Facebook status. I love this. My friend, he's this very funny comic, Lenny Shelton, he put on Facebook today. Judging from today's feed of gun advocates, Islamophobes, and jokes about a celebrity's tragic death, our most inalienable right as Americans is the right to be a piece of crap.
That's absolutely right.
Yep, good one.
R.I.P. Scott Weiland, by the way. That's right. The celebrity death we were talking about.
What was he, Stone Temple Pilots? Right?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
What are they seeing?
Sad.
With arms wide open.
It's really good. I mean, but obviously... Yeah. A tortured dude. You know, when you hear about certain celebrities that party hard and leave us, it seems like they had a good time while they were here.
Yeah, that's
Errol
true.
Flynn, we met at that awesome
dive bar
on Thanksgiving Day, a guy who drank with Errol Flynn back in the fucking 50s who said he was an awesome dude.
Right, right.
But Errol Flynn died at 50, but he seemed like he enjoyed those 50 years. Now, somebody like Scott Weiland doesn't seem like he had a great time the last...
Maybe the problem.
20.
Yeah, he was trying a little too hard to have a great time.
Yeah, yeah. With all the drug usage and stuff. So a rough time for him, but sad loss.
He didn't sing Arms Wide Open.
That was...
God, I'm so sorry.
Creed.
Jesus
oh,
Christ.
My.
I owe the estate of Scott Weiland an enormous apology. Although, I don't know. What songs does he sing? I'm an idiot. I mean, you know.
The Stone Temple Pilots, Plush.
Plush.
Was there...
How's that go?
One of their...
Plush.
God, I didn't realize it was that long ago.
Oh, really?
1992.
Oh,
man.
Oh yeah.
Well, I see. That is this one, right?
On the battlefield. Oh, that's an awesome song. That sucks that he's
where
dead.
Where you going to tomorrow?
And I feel the long rest of me.
So here I tip the glass to Scott Weiland.
Man, you know, at least we, it's horrible to say, but do you think Scott Weiland would have found his way onto American Idol? You think they would have had a Scott Weiland segment? Jesus.
God. So sad.
What a shitty show. Is that thing still going on?
American Idol? I thought they may have announced like one more and they're done or something. Yeah. Or maybe I'm thinking of one of the others. Or
they're just going to change the names around and call it America Dildo.
But The Voice is still big and America's Got Talent is still big. And,
oh, yes.
And, I mean, people still watch that shit, man.
People like to watch shit.
So here's some of the worst... right-wing reaction, since what we do here at Crab Diving is shine a light on the fuckwattitude of the assholes on the right.
Turd spotlight.
man. Megyn Kelly.
Oh, wow. Santa Claus is white, so is Jesus. Fuck you.
With Bill and Bill O'Reilly, they put them theaters together at 14 and 15. Ooh. After learning one of the suspects' names was Syed Farouk, let's see. One of the guys on O'Reilly and Kelly seemed all too eager to talk about Muslims.
Yes.
One guy named Jim Hansen said, "We studied 100 mosques in the United States chosen at random, and 80 of them were either preaching jihad or had jihadist literature available."
Jihad.
Let's see. 13... was a guy named Michael Wellner who blamed feminism.
Oh, okay. Oh, what? How do you blame feminism? Now, I'm not disgusted. I'm interested. How do you like that?
This guy is a forensic psychologist who was called in as a quote expert by Fox News.
Oh my fucking God. That makes it worse.
When they were talking about the fact that the terrorists left their six-month-old daughter,
oh my God,
with the baby's grandmother in the morning, the Michael Wellner said, "How far would you go for your Islam? Would you kill for it? Would you die for it? And in this example that we have, would you leave a newborn baby behind? When you see a woman involved, the natural questions that we have to ask are, what is the state of feminism in Muslim America?"
What?
What?
You know, I was assuming this guy was some fucking politician, but you're telling me he's a scientist.
How are women's rights defined? As you say, who radicalized whom?
Radicalized the puss.
It's the evil feminist Muslim ladies who turned the poor men.
Been there, done that.
Oh, God. On her way out the door, Elizabeth Hasselbeck managed to say something shitty.
Yes.
Quote, when you see tweets like Chris Murphy out of Connecticut saying your thoughts. Chris Murphy, by the way, a senator, had a great tweet calling out all of the Republican tweeters who are out there saying our thoughts go out to San Bernardino, our prayers go out to San Bernardino. God. How about your fucking votes go against the NRA? Pull your tongue off of their prostates.
Yes, please. You're not Aquaman. It's not like when you send out vibes you're able to control fish. Your vibes do nothing, right?
So Elizabeth,
fuck your vibes,
Hasselbeck.
Yeah.
When you see tweets like Chris Murphy out of Connecticut saying your thoughts should be about steps to take to stop this, to take, wait, steps to take to stop, to take this carnage. I think we have a typo.
Oh, shit.
Steps to take.
Yes.
To stop this carnage. Your prayers should be for forgiveness if you do nothing again. That's the tweet that Chris Murphy.
Good God.
Which is right.
Right.
You should be praying for forgiveness if all you do is tweet out, my thoughts go to San Bernardino, yeah, and you're a person who can do illicit change in this country.
Right.
And then she says, and then a tweet from the editor of Think Progress.
Oh, you know, no.
That's a profoundly liberal.
She ain't gonna like Think Progress, because I imagine she's been on Think Progress.
Saying, try this, stop thinking, stop praying, look up Einstein's definition of insanity, stop acting on gun violence prevention measures.
Oh, okay.
She says, say this, I say this, if you want to line up with terrorists.
Okay. Jeez.
So Chris Murphy of Connecticut,
right,
a senator.
Okay.
Who's a Democrat.
Oh, how evil.
Who said, you know what, if all you do is send thoughts and prayers.
Fuck you.
And then don't do something about it.
Right.
You should be praying for forgiveness. So she's saying that's lining up with the terrorists.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I totally get it. Brilliant. What's wrong with us?
And then she says, you're lining up with the terrorists who are trying to take God away.
No, 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 no. Nobody can take my God.
They're trying to dart him. They have a big gun.
Okay.
With a giant God sedative in it.
Well, I got a gun too. How do you like that? You're not taking my God.
A big blow dart.
My God from my cold dead fingers.
They're going to take God away.
Don't you dare. Did you blow dart me?
Put a hood over his head and take God away.
Could you imagine?
You're not on the right side, yeah. Elizabeth says.
I tried to make a blow dart when I was a kid out of a piece of bamboo, like a long
Why?
Bamboo. I was a fucking kid. I don't know.
Who are you trying to take out?
You'll never know. Right. I was just, it's called fun.
I see. I had guns.
Jesus Christ. I didn't have guns. I didn't get guns. I had to go make my own weapons out of the woods.
Your parents weren't gun nuts.
No.
My dad wasn't a gun nut. He just had guns.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, Elizabeth. That's all I'd have to say to these politicians who want to tell you to stop praying. Just don't.
Just don't do it.
They got all pissed off because,
right,
you know, was it the New York, not the Post, Daily News, maybe? One of the
I don't know.
New York papers had, you know, God's not doing anything right now.
Why? What's his
basically
deal?
About this? God, you can pray to God as much, yeah, as you want. Right now, he ain't listening. No. You have to do something.
Where is he, on vacation?
He is. God's on holiday, according to...
that one song. God's on holiday.
That's Tom Waits. More
yeah,
like,
yeah. Oh.
God's on holiday. The...
Faithless Friday, by the way.
Twat-tastic sea hag.
Yummy.
Of hatred. Ann Coulter.
Fuck you.
Frothing.
Ooh,
between the legs, I'm
geez.
Sure, over what's happened.
Man the pumps.
Quote, after 20 years of nearly nonstop mass murder by non-white immigrants.
We need a ShamWow.
In a country that is still majority white.
Right, perfect.
Our media have the audacity to claim that tens of thousands of Syrian Muslims are less dangerous than the most pacific human beings in the world history. 21st century white American men.
Pacific.
She means pacifist.
Oh, pacifist.
But she said pacific.
Pacific. What's the difference? One doesn't like to fight and the other one's a big body of water full of sharks.
21st century white American men are the most passive. I think she meant pacifist.
We're pussies.
Is human beings in the world.
Wait,
what?
Are we now? You know what I really hate? How? Why is this not the 20th century? Because it's 2-0 followed by numbers.
Why because the first century was 0 to 100.
Who cares? God, I hate that. Can we call that something else?
Well, what, the zero century?
No, I mean, dude, think about it. Yeah, the zero century. Because
But now, it was the first.
Instead of calling that something else, we now have to call every other century something different. It's stupid.
You subtract one.
But
it's
why?
It's not.
Okay.
You don't need a cray.
What?
You don't need a supercomputer.
What is a Cray?
A supercomputer. It was one of the original giant supercomputers.
Super. A Cray?
It was the size of like a building. It was one that of the
early
ones.
That is my Cray.
Which now fits in our iPhones.
Oh, yeah.
But
I'm just saying. If it's
2015.
Right.
You know.
It's the 21st century. Just,
yeah, subtract one. It's 21st
again,
minus one.
It's like you don't understand my logic. Okay, instead of having to subtract one from every century we're in till whenever the fucking Earth blows up. What don't we call that one that already happened something else? We never refer to it anyway. Call it something else.
Hey, so we call it the first century.
No, we can call this the 20th
That's
century.
That's when our
so
Lord got
the motherfucking
pounded up onto that fucking cross, man, during the first century. There's some important shit that happened.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't.
I do. I disagree.
So why? It doesn't. It makes perfect fucking sense. We have to call every century. So by the way, when it's the year 2000. That's going to be the 22nd century.
No. We passed 2001. You mean 2101?
Absolutely.
That's the 22nd century.
That's so fucking stupid. Why can't we just say call it 21st century and this is the 20th century? That is so fucking stupid. We could just call the other one the zero century and then we're on. Then
but
the
that's like if someone is 40 years old
up.
Or you say they're in their 41st year.
You say whatever their fucking age is.
40 years old, because that's okay. What has passed already, but they right. are in their 41st year.
Yeah. You're
41. Because 40 have already passed. No, you're 40. You're in your 41st year.
But, oh, I see. Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, okay. You're using that's GOP math. I don't know why. I don't know. Okay, I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
I think I see what you're saying.
It's an opinion. No. I mean, it's not wrong.
Well, no, I see what you're saying.
I mean, I don't think it's going to catch on. I don't think your opinion's going to catch on.
My opinion's an easy opinion. I call it what it is. Now there's no more discussion. It's 21st, 2-1, or 20th, 2-0.
But it's not the 20th century.
Uh-huh.
After whatever ridiculous arbitrary zero we decided on, which apparently was the day that a fictional character shot out of a fictional vagina.
Watch out. Did he shoot out of there?
And like why aren't we telling time?
It's like a potato gun.
By when he came back. Why isn't the resurrection zero?
Ooh.
Right?
Because
up until that time, we didn't have any proof that he was jack shit. Okay, the walking on water thing, maybe the healing and raising from the dead.
Yeah.
But why are we telling time by when that person who may or may not have lived was born, and we're not even sure of when that was?
I don't know. I don't know. You're right. Yeah. You know what? You know what we say to that? Burn in hell.
If you are you're in the Bronze Age.
Yes.
And
it's fabulous.
I think that's the Bronze Age.
What age are we in now?
And it's 69 AD. Let's pick an arbitrary date.
69.
It's 69 AD. Pompeii is going off and shit.
Yay.
And
watch out.
You're living in that time doing stand up in Sumeria.
Oh shit, dude.
And you say
those Sumerians are the worst.
I mean, I don't think you're probably telling time by the Christian era, but theoretically, you would say I am living in the first century. You wouldn't say here we are. We're a bunch of zeroists, or we're living in the zeros.
Yeah,
it's going on for a long time.
Oh man,
ladies and gentlemen, there's
math. This is a math moment on Faithless Friday. What do you think about that?
Somebody named Carrie Pickett.
Gary Pickett.
An asswipe reporter of the Daily Caller.
Oh, Tucker. Tucker Carlson's a little shit rag, no?
Tweeted out, hell of a lot of climate change going on in San Bernardino today.
What the fuck does that mean? That means...
Yeah, because the liberals, they say that some of the liberals were tying climate change to terrorism.
Okay.
In general, which,
well,
I mean, it's a stretch, but yeah, you can. Kind of. It's a resource war. Terrorism is a resource war.
Dude,
we wouldn't be bombing the fuck out of the Mideast. We wouldn't care fuck all what happened to the Mideast if that shit didn't bleed out of the Mideast vagina
Texas
like a period. Yeah. Heavy black period.
Oh.
So if we didn't have all that oil, look at what's going on in Africa. We don't give a shit about the horrificness that's happening in Africa. Right. We don't care about that.
There's oil there, though. There's some oil.
No, hardly. Minerals now they're
Nigeria.
Finding.
Nigeria. I thought they had a shit ton of oil. No. Okay, look that up.
And fracking ain't going well.
No. But see, I don't think it's that much of a stretch. I mean, if we had more renewable energy in this country, like you said, if we had a shit tons of like, these little solar farms out in the fucking desert.
Every roof.
And we didn't give a fuck about oil, we wouldn't be there, and maybe this whole ISIS bullshit wouldn't be happening. What do you think about that?
Yes.
Well, how's it a stretch, you fucking asshole? What's her picky?
Carrie Pickett.
Fuck you. You know.
Eric Erickson, who he's just an absolute ruptured hemorrhoid of a human being.
The biggest dickhead of the 21st fucking century.
He tweeted out, people keep blaming the NRA for mass shootings, but they weren't so common until after Obama told people to take guns to knife fights.
Who said that? I thought Sean Connery said that in Untouchables, starring Kevin Costner.
Basically, it's a thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama. You know, when we studied Prohibition my junior year in American history class, you know what we did? We watched Untouchables.
What? With Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We watched Untouchables. You know what? You want to hear the...
Medieval history? Did you watch Robin Hood also?
No. Well,
his, you know, perfect...
I had a really... This teacher was...
Midwestern.
I had a really cool...
an accent.
I had a really cool American history teacher in high school in Lithium Springs. And he was kind of a frustrated author who didn't like teaching. I don't think he really liked teaching children. I think he thought...
I kind of hate that.
Our notes were... He would give us... He would... write out our notes for the week or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he would read them aloud. You don't understand. People in Georgia are so fucking stupid. He would read through his note sheet. And the important point that he wanted everybody to get, he would just put a blank. You know, like in 1776, the Declaration of Independence was written, signed. Wait, what? Which one was it? Signed?
Yes.
Okay.
Both, actually.
All right. Well, he would put a blank. And the blank would be Declaration of Independence, right? And then when the test came around, the test was exactly that note sheet.
Oh, my God.
And he would just say, it was like so dumb. He would just say, memorize the note sheets. He would actually kind of almost say, memorize the order of the answers on the note sheet, because that's how they will be asked on the stupid fucking test. And you know what I won that year? Best student in American history. I got recognized by the school.
Wow.
In that class.
Well, that's good.
Where we watched The Untouchables.
That's quite an accomplishment.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. We watched that to learn about the West. I have done that.
Come on. What a great movie, but come on.
And we watched The Sting. I think we watched all the movies this guy.
What'd you watch for sex ed?
Pamela Lee video with the dude from Motley Crue. And we watched some other fucking John Wayne movie.
Woman. Yeah.
But we didn't, I swear to Christ, we didn't read
anything. Well, that's awesome.
We didn't read anything. Is it?
Yeah, we had the occasional teacher. Everybody had that teacher who, you know, you would be thrilled when you'd walk in there and the TV was in there and the AV geek was setting up the.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Jesus
Super
Christ.
8 projector. No, I'm kidding. The videotape.
This guy was writing. He's busy writing his novel about scuba diving. Some novel that some mystery that revolved around a bunch of scuba divers. And he would just talk to us about his book, and like what the characters are doing
in my book. Reminds me of one of the characters in my book.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm so sorry.
No. Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, crab diving, crabdiving.com, all kinds of stuff here 24/7, streaming for your ear holes at crabdiving.com/live.
Fuck you.
And then all the shows are released as podcasts at iTunes, at Stitcher. And hey, if you download them from iTunes and Stitcher, and if it gives you a tickle anywhere,
oh shit,
make sure you leave a nice review.
5 stars.
That's the only remuneration we ask for. All right.
We'd like to call the Lindsey Graham thumbs up, baby. I don't know what that means.
Kind of creepy.
Oh, yes.
I hope there's washing involved.
Watch out.
Before a thumbs up from Lindsey Graham.
I'm going to give you a chocolate Putin.
All kinds of other stuff. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, in about, I don't know, 45 minutes time if you're listening live or, you know, if you're listening as a podcast.
Yeah, shove
up. You'll be able to listen to a couple of middle-aged white guys shit on the latest hot music as we'll listen to the top five songs of the week according to the Billboard Hot 100 at about 3:30 Pacific here.
Shove an ice picker in your ear holes for that.
I've got a story here about, we can get to some of the Faithless Friday stuff, right? Oh, before we get to Faithless Friday stuff.
Yes.
I do have one of our favorite segments here on Crab Diving
awesome.
That followed us from our previous wrestling network show.
Oh, yeah.
When animals get kids.
When animals get pissed, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
I've got a couple of stories here. This one was sent to us, actually, by the host of Pretty Misandry.
Oh, my. I believe that's on tonight at 11 p.m. It'll be streaming on the old stream.
Thursdays at 4 p.m., immediately following Crab Diving. You can listen to brand new episodes of Pretty Misandry. And then, you know, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Right.
Satra, et cetera. Thanks, Maggie, for sending us. Apparently, you got to watch out in the Bay Area because I'm assuming this is the San Francisco Bay Area, right? It just says Bay Area. Where else? What else do they call the Bay Area?
Yeah, Bay. The, you know, there's all kinds of bays around the world. We don't know. Jesus
Christ. There are.
What's wrong with these fucking reporters? Which bay?
It says California, so yeah.
Who, what, when, where, how, why? You gotta answer those questions or fuck off.
Apparently, in Marin County, they're warning residents to look out in the city of Novato.
Yes.
About 25 miles north of San Francisco.
Fuck you.
Apparently, there's some pissed off squirrels.
Oh, shit.
That are attacking people.
Great.
They say, quote, the attacks are described as a squirrel suddenly running up to the victims, crawling up their bodies.
What?
Biting them in various areas, hands, legs, arms, head. There have also been reported instances in which squirrels have jumped out of trees
Shut
and
up.
Attacked. They're getting mad.
Dude, well, okay.
What's going on with the squirrels in fucking Novato?
Are you making a case for open carry there? I mean, do people need to arm themselves? Do you think?
I mean, I don't know.
Would you be able to, I'm not really a gun guy, would you be able to pick off a squirrel if he's on his way towards you?
Dude, I think that'd be really hard.
What weapon would be best for that, a handgun?
A flamethrower.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
The Humane Society says that rabies in squirrels is rare, but that people who got bit are nevertheless receiving anti-rabies drugs as a precaution.
Well, fuck that. Why are they? That's not. Hey,
I don't think you can catch the little fuckers. But, I think they leap out of the tree.
But why are they doing this?
I don't know.
That is the most important thing. We got to figure out what the fuck is going on. Why
squirrels
are these squirrels
going jihadi?
Are they jihad squirrels?
Jihad squirrels. Maybe they're Muslim squirrels. Maybe they've been radicalized.
You know what they are? Copyright crab diving. This is ours, bitches. Maybe they're the squirrels of anarchy.
Yeah, well, we do have that.
Should we revisit that? It's our, we got a spec. If anybody wants our spec, it's like, you can have, I'll sell, how much
will
we sell?
Not a lot to
that?
It. It's,
no, no.
It's,
oh, we got a whole,
I apologize.
Whole thing with Bob are going on. If you want to buy the squirrels of anarchy, it's available to you for $250,000.
Right. Maybe we can mark it down too.
No. That's a
we'll
great
deal.
Idea.
We'll cut you a deal.
$250,000 out the door, baby. An idea.
It's a bad allergy day.
No, oh, what's going
I'm,
on?
Doing a lot of swallowing, a lot of. So, well, you got to pay the rent.
It's expensive to live in California.
Yeah. A lot of post-nasal drip going on.
Oh, I hate that shit, man.
So
when are we going to cure post-nasal drip, by the way? Anybody give a shit about that?
I think they have, you know, like cancer and shit they got to worry about.
What you had a
squirrel. Meanwhile, I did see, here's something interesting. I mean, interesting, yeah. Just me and the other people it happens to probably, but, you know, I've had migraines the whole existence. And also at one point I found out I have a little bit of the asthma.
Oh, shit.
And it turns out that they might have found a link between the two. That there might be a link between chronic asthma and a chronic migraines. That so it's the same kind of inflammation of blood vessels and whatever that's going on. That I don't know. That
does it help them fix it?
Maybe.
Jeez,
they can find a similar mechanism that's causing the pain receptors to go off, or causing the restriction in the lungs.
Yes,
you know, I guess yeah.
My pain restrictors are fucked up.
So there you go.
Restrictors, receptors.
Receptors.
Oh. By the way, go to Amazon.com through crabdiving.com.
You're right.
Buy some pain receptors.
I guess these are animals too.
Yummy.
This is a story out of Norfolk, Virginia.
Fuck you.
The library, the Jordan Newby Library.
Okay.
Is going to be closed, Ryan, until further treatment.
Squirrel attack.
Until further notice, because.
Oh, gross.
What is it? It says they have bed bugs in their chairs.
God, that's the worst. How? How the fuck? You're a fucking library.
I don't know. It just says that they, someone was sitting in a chair, reported a bed bug issue to the staff. Yeah, yeah. Pest control came in, confirmed that there were bed bugs inside of the building.
You know, maybe it's time for us to start bringing our own furniture whenever you go places where you might sit.
It's your own furniture. Maybe that's
bring your own furniture.
Some kind of collapsible furniture you bring everywhere.
Well,
bed bug and STD free.
You know, I got a friend of mine, and this poor
unless
guy,
you have STD.
Yeah, this poor dude he's extremely overweight. I don't know he's got a gland problem. I don't know. I don't mean to laugh, though. This is so bad, but he's got to bring his own. He brings his own chair with him in case he has to sit down. But I've seen this gadget he has, and it's great. It's so thin and lightweight. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all could bring chairs.
Go-go gadget chair.
Yeah, but then that will kill your bed bug problem. Because now you're just keeping, you'll be sitting on your own chair rather than chairs that lots of other people have sat upon. And then now you can't catch the bed bugs. Now you have your own fucking chair.
Right.
But you just bring it with you, like that guy.
Right. Or, you know, businesses could clean their fucking chairs and make sure.
No. People are crappy. That's what we're learning today. Hey, who's cleaning chairs? We got jihad.
Speaking of crappy people.
Yes.
Did you know we've got some competition as broadcasters, Ryan?
What?
Somebody that I'm not sure I don't know if this person has previous broadcasting experience or not, but.
Yes.
sitting in guest hosting.
Yes. For
on the Family Research Council's radio show, Washington Watch.
I have a guess. Can I make a guess?
Feel free.
Tim Tebow.
And
damn it. That'd be a good one though. When does that fuckface get his own podcast? Ooh, I love the buzzer.
Tim Tebow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's still trying to chug a football. Although he,
where
he got, you know, ash canned right recently.
He got ass canned. He liked it.
Hosting, co-hosting. Well, here we go.
Co-hosting.
Just listen to the dulcet tones.
Oh, man.
Of this legislator. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Who is sitting in.
Yes.
And guest hosting Washington Watch.
Please let it be Lindsey Graham.
On the Family Research Council radio show.
You just heard from Dr. Michael Youssef.
You know who that is?
Yes, absolutely. I know who that is.
None other than Louie Gohmert of Texas, ladies and gentlemen, sitting in guest hosting on Washington Watch. Hey, Louie Gohmert, you just heard from.
He's got a new book coming out, End Times and the Secret of the Mahdi. That is interesting what he was saying, that the. Of course, we have prophecy that the Antichrist will come and rule in Jerusalem. And according to the prophecies about the 12th Imam, the Mahdi, that he's going to rule temporarily from Jerusalem.
This man votes on laws in the United States of America. This isn't a translation of a mullah Iran.
This is terrifying. We are in crisis. We're in political fucking crisis. Everybody's got to go vote because I mean, if you live in California, don't worry about it. But anywhere else, you got to go out and vote because these fuck faces, man.
Terrifying.
Oh, my God. He was elected.
Well, that's interesting stuff. But it'll be interesting to read that and get that perspective. But folks, as troubled as I've been about the shootings that have occurred, heartbreaking for the victims, these recent mass shootings, and of course, unlike some people, my heart breaks for the 400 or so young kids that are killed in Chicago annually.
Wow. Unlike some people,
jeez,
whose hearts don't break for the fact that people are being killed anywhere.
Mr. Roboto, his feelings don't break.
I thought he was going for abortions.
Oh, yes.
I thought he was going to say like the 400 babies killed per day.
My prayers go out to all those families. It's just incredible.
Yeah, and then you vote, you cunt.
Yeah.
You vote against those families every goddamn fucking time. But good thing you're praying for them.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm going to vote down for any help you might need or any food stamps or any unemployment or any welfare or any tax credits or any education money. Health care. Right. None of that shit you might need. Fuck y'all, but I'm going to pray for you.
You know what the big lie is? He ain't praying. He's not praying for them. Do you really think he's in his little PJs and he gets on his knees and he's praying before he goes to bed for anything, anyone? Fuck no. It's a lie. Hey, Gomer, you're a piece of shit and you're lying. How do you like that? Bam.
Here in Washington, D.C., where so many killings occur, it really is heartbreaking. The amazing irony is, if you look at it, honestly, truthfully,
here we go.
The places in the country where the so much death from guns are places that have very strong gun control.
And it's a lie, right?
Bullshit. Well, they're saying, look at California. California got some of the most strict gun control laws in the country. And look where these Muslims just kill people.
Fuck you, boy.
So it's rather ironic that we have a president, Hillary Clinton, wannabe president, who's telling us, after they have allowed so many people to come into this country as refugees, we know just...
I can't handle any more of this. Anyway, this is how it goes for like 6 minutes, this clip that we have.
They let these jihadists into the fucking country.
I'm not sure we have that much to worry about as far as entertainment value.
With
Louis Gohmert taking... taking our jobs here at Crab Diving.
I mean, is he on at the same time? Did we just drop in live?
I don't know when Washington Watch is on at the Family Research Council, Ryan.
We're up against Rush every day. Rush is killing us. Rush Limbaugh is taking our listeners.
Right.
Because aren't we on at the same fucking time as that lunatic?
We're actually... you know who we're on live with?
This decision about the military, nobody's really heard about it, so we were sort of trying to get people to hear about it.
Okay. Thanks for joining us on Washington Watch. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend.
There you go. That's the live feed right now from the Family Research Council. Tony Perkins' show is on right now
from
5 to 6 p.m. Pacific, or Eastern, I mean, so they're just wrapping up right now.
Isn't, if I'm remembering correctly about Tony Perkins, isn't he a total piece of shit?
An absolute total. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry,
hate group.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Congratulations.
Frequent Fox News commentator, of course, because who else do you bring on as a fair and balanced opposite opinion than the leader of a hate group?
What if the right gets us classified as a hate group?
Well, that could happen. Great. That's what's so scary about that fucking Patriot Act is that when they're like, well, you know, if you're assisting terrorists, we can throw you in jail. Well, what's the definition of terrorism and what's the definition of assisting a terrorist? If we say, you know, if we say, you know, these Muslims are angry at us for a reason.
Right.
You're helping, you're treason. You're helping them. Throw them in jail.
Oh, I know. It's true, though. That's a good point. If you even begin, now I agree. You got to wipe ISIS off the planet.
Right.
What are you going to do with these fucking guys?
Right.
They're fucking insane. They're crazy. They're religious freaks. But don't at some point you have to look at the root causes of like why ISIS existed. Why? I mean,
right.
Well, ISIS exists because George W. Bush bombed the living fuck out of Iraq back into the Stone Age,
right.
And ISIS sprouted up. So I guess, well, we understand where ISIS came
from.
Yeah,
he pulled the butt plug out of the giant anus of the Mideast that had had Indian food for like 20 years and never taken a shit.
You know what it was like, Pat? Do you remember that gigantic whale that was blown up on the in the Pacific Northwest somewhere? This beach.
Oh, on the beach. Humpback. So
they
gross. Like,
they couldn't figure out how to get rid of it, so they blew it up.
Heinous. Yep.
That's the worst fucking thing ever. Who would think of that? If you were in charge of that operation.
Oh, I've been thinking of that. Are you kidding me? Let's blow that fucker up.
Yeah, but it was a mess, man.
Well, yeah. It rained.
Whale guts everywhere. It smells. Okay, you would have loved
that. That was a miscalculation.
You would have loved it, right?
I think, yeah, probably. I think the dog would have been into it.
Yeah.
I've got a story here. Just past top of the hour, thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us live, it's minutes after 3 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. Faithless Friday here.
Fuck you.
On Crab Diving Live. I've got a story.
This just in.
I don't know. This one's just fun.
Okay.
Technology, ladies and gentlemen.
Technology.
Although there's a couple issues here.
What do you mean?
This happened in Oklahoma.
Oh. Lovely.
Amanda Zollicoffer.
Mrs. Zollicoffer.
Z-O-L-I.
I love that
C-O-F-F-E-R. Zollicoffer.
Zollicoffer.
27 years old. And Mr. Douglas Blancett, 75.
What? These are wonderful names. We should be noting these down for future scripts.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Zollicoffer.
Amanda
Blancett.
Zollicoffer, 27.
Okay.
Douglas Blancett, 75.
Oh, wow. Douglas, G.
Are each facing...
Okay.
Public lewdness counts...
Oh, my God.
...in connection with an incident earlier this year in Oklahoma.
Wow.
Basically, Ms. Zollicoffer...
Yeah.
...is accused of prostituting.
Oh, wow.
And Mr. Blancett is accused of putting his penis in a prostitute.
Dee 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 dee. Is that what it says on the arresting documents?
Exactly the statute in Oklahoma. There is a man by the name of Brian Bates in Oklahoma who calls himself a quote video vigilante who has long sat in cars and recorded hookers and their clients.
So, okay.
In the act.
Is he a vigilante?
But now there's new technology involved, Ryan.
Oh, shit.
Mr. Bates runs something called JohnTV.com, which apparently is a website that he uses to shame
God. So
those who are going to
prostitutes. Watch this?
He spotted Ms. Zollicoffer on an Oklahoma City street corner.
Zollicoffer.
She's got a long rap sheet, which includes convictions for prostitution.
Is that a real name?
Yeah. Cocaine trafficking. It doesn't matter what her rap sheet is, actually. I'm not going to continue. When she got into the truck of a suspected John.
Oh, shit.
Mr. Bates tailed the vehicle.
Master Bates.
Until it turned down a deserted road that led to a tire yard.
Oh, my God.
So they're parking this truck, picked up this woman on the street corner, went down to a deserted road, then led to a tire yard. This guy followed them, but didn't get too close because from an adjacent street, Mr. Bates launched his drone.
Oh my fucking God.
And flew it over the parked Ford F-150.
Game changer, guys.
We'll put the video
oh shit
on crabdiving.com because as seen in the footage, the drone dropped down within feet of the vehicle.
Oh man.
Recorded a 75-year-old Blancet. Atop this is the smokinggun.com. Smoking Gun says Mr. Blancet was atop a splay-legged Zolly coffer. Does that sound like a bird? Or something?
Is this a character from The Importance of Being Earnest?
We were hiding in the woods and we spotted a rare splay-legged Zolly coffer.
Mr. Zolly coffer.
Nibbling on a worm.
Nibbling. I can't decide.
They were in the front seat of the white pickup truck.
I can't decide if that name is Tennessee Williams or fucking Oscar Wilde. What is it?
Dr. Seuss.
Ernest Hemingway?
Dr. Seuss.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Horton hears a Zolly coffer.
Yeah. It's more.
Horton fucks a Zolly coffer. It's a different.
Zoinks. Jeez. A drone, man. That's some wild shit.
I guess they heard the drone or something, because as soon as it got close, apparently in the video, they separate.
Okay. Oh, when they heard the drone. The quadricopter.
Yeah.
Well, is this guy a perv or a vigilante? Which is it?
Yeah, you know, it's an excellent question.
Excellent. By the way, if my brother's listening, he's got a drone, dude.
Well, that's one of the reasons I pulled the story was, you know, maybe Jeff. There's a...
Here's an application.
There's an application.
Of your technology.
The... Oklahoma police officer received the drone video from Mr. Bates, noting that upon viewing the footage, he confirmed that Zolly Coffer's pants were off and the driver appeared to be having sexual intercourse with Zolly Coffer.
Oh, man. Jeez.
Once Zolly Coffer and the driver saw the drone, they immediately ceased their activity and left the area.
Zolly Coffer.
Local law enforcement said they're familiar with Ms. Zolly Coffer her involvement in prostitution-related activity.
Okay.
She has distinctive facial tattoos that are visible in the drone video.
What does she have on her face?
She's got stars on her neck. Oh, She's got a star on the left side of her face.
Who doesn't? I mean, does she think of her... I don't know. I was trying to get... Why? I don't know.
She's and like a... According to... Smoking Gun, she has extensive ink, including tattoo on her right arm, depicting praying hands with the words baby gangster.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Both have pled guilty to public lewdness.
Lewdness?
But they weren't. They drove out to a secluded road and parked behind some tires.
Yeah, right? What, are you
some asshole followed them and needed a drone to find out what they were doing.
But it's,
how public lewdy were they being?
Well, it is prostitution, which is illegal.
Well, which is another argument.
But
that's not the charge.
But because they don't have
the
proof.
The charge is public lewdness.
Right? There's no proof.
Correct.
How is it public? You're right. I mean, those tires.
I mean, it's not their property, I guess.
Yeah, trespassing. What about that?
But would the owner of the property press charges?
Yeah. I mean, do you think the owner of the property knows that people are going back behind his pile of tires? And fuck.
It does now.
How horrible. Oh, my God. This guy followed him with a drone. That's amazing.
Yeah. Parked on a street nearby and then flew his drone over to see what was going on.
Dude, that guy was so fucking thrilled.
The drone guy.
Oh, yeah. He was like, oh, shit, this is awesome.
What? Meanwhile, I mean... I don't know. Whatever you feel about prostitution.
Yeah.
I do think that gentlemen's time could be better served.
What do you mean?
Than hanging out on the Oklahoma streets at night.
Oh, yeah.
And following hookers and trying to get drone footage
that's what I mean.
Of them fucking 75-year-old men behind some tires.
How many episodes of Batman did you see where, like, Adam West busted, like, a dude fucking behind tires?
Well, right.
And by the way, that would have been an amazing cameo. You know, whoever would have played the prostitute or the John.
Yeah.
I don't even know who it would have been.
So, new technology being used by video vigilante and anti-prostitution activist.
Paul Lynn.
I think there is the possibility of shenanigans.
Oh, I did too. This is just fucking stupid. And by the way, this guy is more perv.
That's what I mean. I'm wondering if dude that is flying the drones. Maybe hovering with one hand while the other hand's doing something else.
Hey, listen, if that's the case, then we need to get him to the Pentagon, because if he can jack it and drone it at the same time, this guy's talent.
Take that asshole.
Underutilized. You can't. I don't know. He's jacking off and flying a drone at the same fucking time.
Oh, my. There's a one what of their headlines at the Smoking Gun says Chicago cops are hunting a man who filmed a toddler smoking a marijuana joint.
Oh, God. Fucking goddamn.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Chicago assholes. You can't let a toddler smoke a joint, man.
Smoke, bro. The hell, do this.
Oh, my God. It's the kid's in a diaper. Chicago police.
Let me get that. Okay.
Oh, they got to find this guy. I'm sorry. Oh,
wow, yeah.
I mean, you know, I believe in legalization and all this shit, but you can't teach a kid.
Well, right.
Anybody under 18, you can't teach them how to smoke marijuana. A one-year-old?
Jeez. I don't even like popping weed cherries. I don't like...
Shit, that's a horrible...
You know what I mean. I don't like people who are like, I never smoked before, but I'll, you know, give me some marijuana. I understand. I understand you've smoked the marijuana.
Yeah, I don't care.
I really don't. I'm like, you know, let somebody try it for the first time. Somebody else.
Smoke somebody else's weed, stupid.
I'm not driving you down Mary Jane Lane.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
For the first time.
And I'm not interested in watching you get high for the first time and talk.
Right, and what a pain in the ass.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, what if you get paranoid? Those are the worst. Buzzkill stoners.
Yeah, go bother somebody else, dummy.
I've got a story.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, for Faithless Friday, let's get to the fun. Here, this is from from one of our favorite places where we get material. God damn it, from
are you okay?
rightwingwatch.org. You know what it is? It's the allergies. I have to swallow air every 15, 20 seconds as I'm swallowing gook, and it produces a lot of burpage.
Oh, man.
Because I'm not drinking beer or anything. I just have...
Do you want me to get you a beer?
No, that would be worse.
Oh, okay.
Jim Baker, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
As I try to deal with my...
Do you need to be tranked?
No, thank you. I don't care that you watched that MASH episode. So here's Jim Baker.
Hot lips.
was talking about some fellow televangelists, actually.
Talking shit.
I just thought it was fun. Let's pull some random Jim Baker. Here's Jim Baker this week from the Jim Baker Show.
Random Baker.
And I don't know if he's going to hawk. I'll keep an eye on the screen for any sales going on for food.
Oh, you can see on the side, like they
put shit at the bottom, like $500 for 7 years of mac and cheese.
Has he responded to this guy that said his food tastes like shit?
I don't think he cares. No, I don't believe he has. Right now, he seems to be talking about Proverbs 6:19.
Oh, 69.
Which says, "A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren."
And then you continue on. It also says, "Every little thing she does is magic. Every little thing."
I don't know what that even means. Here's Jim Baker.
Sting lyrics.
From the Jim Baker Show.
A very well-known man of God, after I got out of prison, came to me and he said, "Jim, before you came down," as they call it, they said he was flying on an airplane. And he sat next to this woman, and they got to talking, "What do you do?" And he said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm a witch." I mean, that's insane. But she was proud of it.
Oh, sitting next to him, I didn't realize.
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen. another great celebrity.
Oh, shit.
Especially here on the...
Who is it?
Especially here on the Crab Diving Show.
Is it Jerry Heusen?
United Gay States of America. Is your gay God going to come and save you? America's new transvestite army.
None other than Rick Wiles is sitting next to Baker.
And he said, well, what do you do? Well, she said, right now, all the witches, what is it, coven or something, they're all agreeing they're going to destroy the television ministries.
witches.
A full coven.
All the witches. Maggie!
Yeah.
Where's our resident Wiccan?
Why, yeah.
We didn't know that Maggie's planning on destroying all of the...
Who knew Wicca was such a violent religion?
That they're going after the televangelists.
Yeah.
What kind of spells are they casting, you wonder?
What up, guys?
We're gonna make your pudding go sour.
Don't sour my pudding. Yeah,
don't taint.
Yeah.
Don't taint my mashed potatoes.
Taint my taters.
And we're starting with Jim Baker.
Oh, come on.
Oh, the whole coven?
What? Who's talking about Jim Baker?
Did you hear him? Right. Did you hear was it Rick Wiles say the coven, witches, whatever?
Oh, this is back in the day, I guess, Jim Baker's talking about. So this is when he got out of jail, they're going after Jim Baker.
Oh, okay.
The television ministries. And we're starting with Jim Baker. And we are all praying.
Right now, the what is that guy wearing?
The guy's a great speaker. I mean,
there's a guy in the audience who appears to be wearing a George Washington costume.
Oh, okay.
Complete with white fluffy wig. Amongst all the other old white people.
He's in costume? Hold on.
I shit thee not. There is a man what does that look like to you? He's got a white powdered wig on and a black jacket with a bright yellow waistcoat with a red trim.
He's from Herman's Hermits. What was that old band?
Herman's Hermits.
Dressed up
this
as
is Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Yeah. But didn't they dress up like that? Or no, that was Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yes.
There was some old band that you see. Was it?
Well, the Founding Fathers, if you want to talk about an old band.
What is that guy fucking wearing? Is that his fucking point?
I don't know what's happening. It's like a dinner theater. If you don't know what's going on at the Baker show, instead of it being in a theater, they're in a giant studio and everybody's sitting at dinner tables.
Right.
Looking at the stage.
Who sits next to the crazy fucker dressed like Captain Crunch?
I don't know what's going on, man.
Is that guy wearing is that a whole outfit?
And I'm not exaggerating when I say the average age.
Oh, these people are
is
ancient,
70.
Man.
I'm really not exaggerating.
Whip out your fucking Andy Rooney references. Really, isn't Andy Rooney old or something?
My God, Andy Rooney. Yeah, from 60 Minutes, right?
Yeah. Well, he's I guess
dead.
I meant Mickey Rooney. Fuck, Mickey.
Also
Rooney.
Dead.
Okay, everyone's dead. Any all dead references?
Praying to destroy him. Could you believe that?
Wait a second. Is Jim Baker claiming that the only reason that he fell from grace is because some witches were casting spells to bring him down from the Lord? The fact that he blew his load inside of his secretary.
Is that what happened?
Several times. Jessica Hahn.
Oh, that was her secretary. Yeah.
And the fact that he embezzled shit tons of money from
someone prayed.
Stupid white Christians.
Someone prayed to their sky god to have Jim Baker blow his load inside of Jessica Hahn. That's a very specific prayer.
Absolutely. You should talk to John Ramirez.
Here's Rick Wiles name dropping.
Fucking inside jokes. Who the fuck is that? Who gives a fuck?
Apparently, John Ramirez is a former Satanist who is now
a minister.
Oh, that's rich. I love it.
So, of course, Rick Wiles, you should talk to John Ramirez. They're praying against all of us.
Oh, you mean little Johnny Satanist?
I'm sure that's where this is going, right?
Oh, yes.
Because,
fuck yes.
Yeah, he said you should talk to that Satanist. Yeah.
Did you believe that, Rick?
Absolutely. You should talk to John Ramirez. There's the guy to get on your program, John Ramirez, former Satanist.
Oh, yeah.
And he talked about how...
That's Jim Baker's wife, I think, is like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that guy.
Oh, my God, that guy.
Former Satanist.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean? What does that mean? I wonder what that really means. Like,
he's found the Lord, man.
Is he somewhere in his storage facility? Has he got all his Satanist shit?
You're right.
Like his black candles, his cauldron. Where's my pitchfork and horns,
poor
bitch?
Black cat starved to death.
Oh, yes.
Baby parts. He probably stopped ordering fetuses from...
Chop Shop.
From Planned Parenthood.
Did he have his own fetal chop shop?
Right. He had a... never mind.
Yeah.
He was over... I don't know how many Satanists, you know, call them churches.
Right.
In New Jersey, New York. He was like the bishop. He was overseeing their activities. and they targeted the pastors and the ministers.
Yes.
That were really preaching the word of God. Mm-hmm. That
how did they target them? They cast spells to get them.
Serious.
Just like you pray, it's the same bullshit. It's equally as effective.
Nah, you don't know. You don't know what you're fucking talking about. You're dealing with the Bishop of Beelzebub, buddy.
That's right.
You can fuck right off.
Foolish of me.
These are high Satanistic powers.
That's the ones they zeroed in on.
Sure.
Sure.
And that's why you see them going through troubles.
Mm-hmm.
And you deserve
the affirmations.
Dumb old white people, just stop. Just you stop.
Say, you can say whatever you want to these lunatics, and this is all you hear.
Praise Jesus. Yes.
And that's why you see them going through troubles.
Mm-hmm.
And you desert some pastor who's been caught in something, you know.
Speaking of dessert, we have a lovely three-year dessert package.
Are they advertising?
No, there's nothing right now. They're
sweet package.
No. But sitting on the table in front of him, it looks like they're trying to sell like survival radios or something. This is one of those survival band radios that you probably crank up or something, or runs on vaginal power or something.
Yeah.
Kegel exercise.
It's
generator.
You know, the funny thing is the end of the world's going to come. The food won't be edible. It won't be. Yeah, it won't be fucking edible. And do you actually fucking think that shit is going to work? Is that radio going to work? Fuck no. Of course not.
Well, right.
None of it's going to work. It's fucking asshole. He is a crook. And now
this is a charlatan.
He's selling you shit that if the apocalypse happened, it's not going to work. And then what
are you
going
to do? He's selling an afterlife.
Yeah. What are you going to do at the apocalypse when your fucking goddamn hand crank radio doesn't work? You going to return it?
And you don't know that all the demons in hell brought whatever, whether it be sex, drugs, or women, or whatever.
Wait a second.
Oh, yes.
Are they saying this is all bad?
Yeah. And do you hear that? Sex, drugs, women, whatever.
Or whatever.
Play that again. Can you go?
Whatever, whether it be sex, drugs, or women, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, big
so
black
funny.
Man, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Or women, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever came against them.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Right in their faces.
It came against me. Man, the pumps.
So there you go.
I got a towel off. Oh, shit.
A Faithless Friday clip from this week's Jim Baker show, ladies and gentlemen.
If there's anybody listening that buys into Jim Baker's bullshit right now,
I can't imagine. I mean, but there's an audience.
How dumb are you?
You saw the Thomas Jefferson dress-up guy sitting in the fucking audience.
God, that's the worst. How dumb are these people? It's unreal. I can't imagine how dumb these fucking people are. I can't even wrap my head around their idiot.
I know. I don't.
They're idiots.
I can't.
The ignorance is fucking off the fucking chain, white guys. One guy's dressed as a fucking Thomas fucking Jefferson in
right?
outfit. He's like Sergeant Peppers or something. What's his problem? Is he Liberace? I cannot figure out who that fucking guy's supposed to be.
Well, and what's the thought process that, oh, I got tickets to Jim Baker's show.
I know.
I could wear my Washington outfit.
I want to look like I'm a member of Parliament from 1770 fuckface.
Oh, God.
God, did you drop your children off at school and then go there? Because your kids are so embarrassed that daddy's in his
children.
Fucking, oh, you're right. He's old.
Did you drop your great-grandchildren off at school? Children.
Do you think that guy in the powdered wig ever pays a visit to Lady Zalaflower? He fucks her behind a pile
Maybe.
Of fucking tires.
He's the right age.
Oh, yeah. God. Stupid people. It's just astounding.
It's profoundly amazing.
Fucking idiots. You're so fucking stupid.
All kinds of stuff going on our Facebook page too. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to join us on the Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Hey, man, I barely read it. What the fuck is going on with chocolate fucking Putin, by the way? Did you see that? Somebody made a chocolate Putin?
Yeah, I didn't know exactly what that was going on.
Why
there.
Is there a chocolate dog next to him? It's weird, man.
Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Learn all about the chocolate about. Putin.
I've got a... This is just a headline from Australia.
Good day.
Actually, here's a news report from Australia. They think we're nuts.
Oh, yeah.
The headline says, America's bizarre reaction to mass shootings.
Okay. Yeah, they do think we're crazy. By the way, I just want to apologize. Yesterday, I was insistent that the Pistorius guy with the super-duper bionic legs was from Australia. He's not. He's from South Africa. And I just...
We established that, didn't we?
I know. But I listened back to that part. And
you were really pretty emphatic about the fact that he was...
I asked you about it like 17 fucking times. Anyway, you brought up Australia, so anyway.
Here is a news report from Australia.
G'day.
Gunshots.
As news broke of the San Bernardino massacre in California, presidential candidates reacted to the tragedy with men.
Why doesn't this person sound like she's Australian?
Yeah.
But it's Liz Burke from news.com.au.
Maybe that's the thing over there. Maybe that's the thing in Australia. They're like, ooh, it's so sexy if you could just lose that weird-ass accent and talk like Americans.
Many offering their condolences on social media.
Let's have a moment of silence, please.
But it wasn't long before the political debate over gun laws took over. Democratic candidates Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley echoed President Obama's calls for greater gun control following the shooting. Clinton posting, I refuse to accept this as normal. We must take action to stop gun violence now. Bernie Sanders tweeting, mass shootings are becoming an almost everyday occurrence in this country. This sickening and senseless gun violence must stop.
Meanwhile, the idiots on the right are screaming that, look at the libs going after Jeez. Guns when it was Muslims.
I want to hire this person to walk around and read out loud for me.
But they were Muslims with what?
Guns.
Oh, what a tiny detail.
Weren't there Muslims with toilet plungers? They still could have...
Sure. Like a 4-inch hickey on my side.
Oh, yeah.
On the other side...
from
the toilet plunger, you get it?
Out of the aisle, some Republican candidates rejected calls for stricter gun laws, focusing instead on the motive for the shooting.
Everything points to a terrorist attack, a homegrown terrorist attack.
Carly Fiorina
shit.
Taking a moment between Planned Parenthood lies.
Oh, yes.
To talk about terrorism.
Is she munching on a baby? Elbow?
Rand Paul blasted a Daily News front page criticizing Republicans for their response to the shooting and lack of action on gun control. Ted Cruz took aim at President Obama on Whoa. Twitter, saying, we need a president who will call the enemy by its name, radical Islamic terrorism.
And again, okay, Obama says, we need to stop this radical Islamic terrorism.
Radical. Okay.
Then...
Yes.
Then will you be behind him, Ted Cruz? Will you support the president 100% if he comes out and says this was radical Islamic terrorism? I think fucking not.
Lindsey Graham ringing in. I'll be right behind him.
And who is committed to defeating it. The response from both parties
at a slightly lower angle
illustrates the deep divide in Washington over gun laws, which have not changed despite a spike in mass shootings and increasing calls for tighter rules. According,
I was reading an article about just the difference between how much smarter the evil NRA and gun lobby was, other than the cigarette lobby. They're comparing them,
God,
which is apt.
Right.
You know, a corporation, a corporate interest.
Sure.
Disregarding public safety.
Yes.
At the expense. I mean, in the name of profits.
Yeah.
Swallowing.
Oh,
sorry.
I thought you were pausing for effect. I was letting the moment happen. I liked it.
It wasn't a Glenn Beck moment. It was
happy accident.
It was and I've tried Sudafed. It doesn't work for me, by the way. Internet.
Internet.
Claritin works better. I just need to get some. Thank you, though. Here's the rest of this. I think it is about a minute left.
To an August report from Pew Research, Americans overwhelmingly support expanded background checks, and 57% support a ban on assault weapons. But opinions about just how to change gun laws breaks down along party lines. 73% of Democrats say it's more important to control gun ownership, while 71% of Republicans say it's more important to protect gun rights. Data also indicates that more Americans are buying guns, with FBI background checks hitting a record high on Black Friday.
A day.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't that a day after the Planned Parenthood shootings?
Right, right. How classy.
And we bought more guns than ever.
Oh, how wonderful.
God. So the rest of the story is just about how crazy America is, that the bizarre reaction to mass shootings is, oh my God, we got to go out and buy more guns.
Yeah, it is fucked up. It's so weird. It's insane. The only thing you are not allowed to talk about after one of these things are guns. That's the only thing.
And it's a win for the NRA, right? I mean, a complete win every single time for the fucking NRA.
I mean,
Oregon.
Yeah.
In Oregon, after that horrible shooting, the gun, we did stories, go to crabdiving.com, but there was a local gun shop. Sales were through the fucking roof after that heinous mass killing.
What are we supposed to do? I mean, what the fuck are we supposed to do? We got a bunch of lawmakers who are just like, yummy, 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 give me more NRA cock.
Money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Money and cock.
That's the world.
Uh-oh, Robert Loggia, is he dead?
No.
Trending on the Twitter. Ah!
Damn it!
Damn it!
Gotta stay off that Twitter,
okay,
guys.
Okay, I'm taking a sip. The final sip for Robert Loggia.
Sorry, geez.
Scott Weiland and Robert Loggia. We have two. Who's going to be the third?
Horrible to compare, but who's a bigger star?
God, man, Robert Loggia has been around forever. He's a great actor.
Yeah. What's his famous movie?
He was in Scarface.
Oh, yeah.
He was in Big.
Oh, my God.
He was in a shit ton of movies. Great actor forever. Yeah. 85 years old has passed. Robert Loggia, we speak your name.
Right.
Trending on the Twitter.
Scott Weiland, we speak your name as well.
Also was trending. Lackey trending.
Well, he's not.
Not dead.
No.
Joining the Cubs.
John Lackey. What was it? See what the contract is.
On a two-year deal.
Oh, that's not bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, according to ESPN, the Cubs have agreed.
Two-year, 24 mil?
The Cubs have agreed with free agent pitcher John Lackey on a two-year contract. Source. Oh, my God. Nobody else can hear that. One of the ESPN guys kicked in. It kind of sounded like the voice I was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
It says in signing, they believe ESPN's Buster Olney says that the total value of the contract, Ryan, $32 million.
For 2 years?
Jesus. $16 million a year.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Team has yet to confirm the deal as it's contingent on Lackey passing a physical.
Right.
In signing him, they forfeit their first round pick.
Oh, my God.
As the pitcher was given a qualifying offer by the Cardinals.
I hate this.
We spit their name before departing via free agency.
Never. I don't like it. I don't like them losing the draft pick, and I think that's paying too much for that fucking guy.
Yeah,
but he's really good, though. I mean, he had a great season last year.
$16 million a year, though? He's 37.
Well, you know,
he had a 2.7 ERA this year. Yeah. That's great. And also, 33 starts.
Also, I just heard this thing about how baseball money is just insane because of these television network deals.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, the broadcast.
Which is why we're all getting fucked up the pooper.
Yeah.
By,
we're paying for this, John Lackey.
For cable. Kegels. It's sports. Part of the major expenses of your cable bill is fucking sports.
Yeah.
Whether you take it, whether you have it or not, there's no. That's why they're worried as fuck about the word I'm looking for.
I don't know. Kate, please. What's the word?
Where you get to pick and choose what you want, like a menu, you know,
buffet.
Where you get to pick and choose the different channels you want instead of getting a full package, a la carte. Thank you. the a la carte selections because. They're worried that they're going to start losing zillions of dollars because everybody's paying the little old ladies that are watching the fucking Glenn Beck channel the goddamn Jim Baker channel.
You're getting reamed.
Are paying $100 a month. They're also covering all the ESPNs and the sports nets and all that shit, which is the real money that's
going
on.
And for sure, if you have basic cable, you look at this, most of the time there's not shit to watch.
Yeah.
So you're overpaying for shitty content, don't you think? There's not enough fucking content to make cable worth it ever for what they charge.
I haven't had cable 6 years?
Yeah.
Something like that. Who needs it?
How much is Netflix every month? Like $12? Something like that?
Yeah, and then Hulu, and then Amazon. So I mean it does add up, but nowhere near to the ridiculous amount.
And how much better is the content on those things than what's on basic cable?
And for big sports, guess what we can do? Guess what they still have?
What?
They still broadcast shit, you assholes.
Oh, yeah.
We have a fucking old-timey antenna hooked up to our big fancy HDTV.
Bring out the rabbit ears, bitch.
I actually watched the Democratic National Debate, the last one.
Fuck you.
On local regular broadcast digital TV HD, which was a free broadcast. I just turned on the rabbit ears.
You are an effete, liberal, hippie, commie, pinko.
So we don't miss anything.
No.
I mean, not having cable.
Hey, fuck your cable, Time Warner. You suck. Your fucking customer service is for shit.
Fuck your cable.
Fuck your cable.
So that's what's going on there. With John Lackey and in sports.
Congratulations.
Sports. Don't forget to listen to the Daily Upper Decker, 8 p.m. every night here. Brand new ones on Wednesdays. And
that show is hilarious.
For the rest of the weeks. What else have we got going on here? I've got, ladies and gentlemen, for your ear holes.
Fuck you.
None other than. Coming in, ladies and gentlemen, rising back to number 5, The Weeknd with The Hills.
You say keep our business on the low low.
The fuck does that mean?
I'm just trying to get you out the friend zone. Cause you look even better than the photos. I can't find your
house in
the info.
The Weeknd at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Who wrote that? A 12-year-old?
Ladies and
I can't get you off it on a low low. Low low's not a word. It's just two syllables repeated after what you look. I'm trying to keep it on the low low.
That was back up from number 6. It had, The Hills had dropped out of the top 5, but bouncing back up.
We got to raise the level of the public discourse in this country, and that starts with getting rid of shit songs like that.
That's not the greatest song. I do like that other one the Weeknd had, though.
Overplayed.
That's not my...
Pick a new song. Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming in at number 4, Justin Bieber, with what he says every 5 minutes or so. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Oh, good job. Avoid raping a bunch of people. If he doesn't understand the difference between yes and no, does he function as a human fucking being? Yeah, aim one of those over here.
Oh, oh, oh. What do you mean? Justin Bieber at number four, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know what he means by that song other than, you know.
Also up from number five, yeah. Also bouncing back up.
Yay.
Hovering.
Okay.
At number three, the Billboard Hot 100, according to Billboard.com.
This Justin.
This song has been around for a while. And you used this term the other day, Ryan. Hotline Bling.
Hotline Bling.
Me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone.
Drake with Hotline Bling at number three.
Drake, you're the best, buddy. Congratulations on a lot of success based on a shitty fucking song.
Got one name.
Yeah, Hotline Bling. I thought, you know,
I wonder what Drake's real name is.
That's his Christian. His Christian God gave a name.
Drake. Aubrey Drake Graham.
Hmm.
Is a Canadian rapper, singer, songwriter, record producer, and actor, born and raised in Toronto, Ontario.
Oh, wow. He's from Canada. Hotline Bling. See, I used that reference. I didn't realize that was a song. I had no idea that's what that... I've heard the song before. I didn't know he was saying that.
Well, you used the reference in that you were saying...
Hotline
that
Bling.
You wanted to pour acid in your ears because a lot of comics at the last couple of... open mics you've been at seem to be using Hotline Bling jokes.
Yeah, and I didn't know that was from... I thought it was... I knew it was from a song, but I didn't know that was a song.
Ladies and gentlemen, number two, Justin Bieber, the second song in the top five with Sorry. Justin Bieber, number two. So
you know, my friend, this is a testament to what a great parent he is. And I don't want to use his name in the story, but like his daughter loves Justin Bieber, right?
I know who you're talking
about. Loves Justin Bieber. Like goes to his concerts. I almost said her concerts, which, you know, I don't know. Justin Bieber's a guy, I guess.
You think she's, how old is she?
14.
She's seen his dick.
No.
On the internet. She did. You know she did.
No. Listen. What an idiot. Why is he jumping over a fence? Explain that to me. Somebody took a picture of him jumping over a fence and his dick popped out.
His dick didn't pop out. He was butt ass naked.
When he was jumping over the fence. That is a dangerous move, dude.
He was on a balcony of some sort where there was a hot tub. He wasn't jumping over a fence. He was jumping out of the hot tub.
Yeah.
And I think
what?
There was some self-fluffing going on.
Oh, right. Self-fluffage. but like, my friend, who is a really smart guy, you know, and I'm sure he has good taste in music, but he talks to his daughter about Justin Bieber like Justin Bieber is Billy motherfucking Joel. And it's not, and it's genuine, and I'm like, God, he's the best parent on the fucking planet. But I got to tell you.
Well, he's an actor.
Yeah.
He's a talented actor.
If I had a daughter and she was listening to Bieber, I'd be like, oh, my God, turn it off.
You're grounded.
You're horrible taste. Yeah, that's not the right.
It's a burka for you.
Yeah, that's not the right move.
An ear burka.
Oh, my God.
Of some sort.
That is sacrifice, listening to Justin Bieber, going to a concert. I mean, Jesus.
Number one.
I've forgotten how we felt before the world fell at our feet.
Adele's new song, apparently about picking up the phone and calling her ex.
Oh, no.
I think is what this song is about. Adele. Like, one of the biggest selling songs of all time. She's breaking all kinds of record with this.
Congratulations!
This album of hers online and shit.
Well, online bling.
Such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you.
There you go.
Wow.
She can sing.
Wow, yeah. Congratulations on the hit.
Adele coming at number one. I saw an interesting article that was kind of funny. It said, basically it said, it was calling out our younger generation right now by saying that the Adele song and the Adele album is great and shit, but goddamn, the younger generation is just a bunch of wussies. If this is the current hit, like nothing about Adele would think. Would appeal to the Bieber crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Or to the One Direction crowd. But the kids love her.
Where's the Judas Priest? You know what I mean? Where's the rock?
Judas Priest.
Yeah, where's the rat? Where's today's rat? What about, where's Kip Winger? Where is the Kip Winger of this generation? Where the fuck is he?
Breaking the law.
That's a good song, man. That's a good song.
Judas Priest.
Better than any of that shit we just heard.
Breaking the law.
I saw Kip Winger live in concert.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Where did you see Winger? Was it Winger or was it Kip Winger?
It's Winger. No. It's Kip Winger solo's concert.
Oh, how sad. Where?
Panama City, Florida. You wouldn't talk about a fucking white trash scene, McGee, man. Oh, my God. Kip Winger. And he's a, you know.
Is he 70?
No, he was up there. He wore a Janet Jackson-style microphone.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, sure.
Like, that's not.
Garth Brooks wears that.
That's shitty. You know, Garth, that's not very rock and roll, buddy. I think that's pussy, honestly. Hold the mic in your hand. Don't be a dick. A fucking headset microphone? That's ridiculous. So you could dance? Please.
Winger for you.
Maybe that's all you need. Maybe that's all you need, a winger. I mean,
man. God,
maybe I'm showing my age. Maybe just you fucking, I don't know. Maybe everything sucked. God, Winger sucks. Jesus Christ. Is Rat any good or was I out of my mind back then? Is Rat good?
Rat?
It's a group. It's a rock group. Rat. R-A-T-T.
Well, I only remember one song from Rat, and it's this one.
That's a great song.
Come on.
No, fuck you.
You should see what these fuckers are wearing.
Great song. What are they wearing?
White spandex, like marbleized white spandex. They've got the mullets and the big 80s. Hairband hair.
Doesn't it look like sometimes
good God.
Nobody was helping anyone dress back then? Like nobody was like, we gotta look glam. What
nobody
does that
was
mean?
Saying no
what
to
does
people.
That mean? Oh, does it? Yeah, what? It's as if everyone went into a Forever 21 store and no one told them that they didn't look good in something they tried on. What is up with the white spandex?
Dudes should not be wearing spandex pants.
It was a different fucking time.
I don't want to see your balls, man.
Well, listen, some people, show me them balls. Jeez. Zach. So
there you go. That's what's going on there, ladies and gentlemen. With
Rat was good.
The top 10 of the week, according to the Billboard Hot 100.
Who's the bigger band, Rat or Winger? I'm going to say Winger only because Kip Winger peeled off
really?
Her solo career.
No, I'm saying Rat.
Well, wait. Okay. Who's the lead singer of Rat? There you go.
Jim Rat.
Bullshit. See, Kip Winger.
Kip Rat.
Kip Winger's the lead singer of Winger. He's a bigger band. You can't name the fucking Foreigner. Foreigner or Winger? Foreigner, easy.
Well, Foreigner, Cold easy. As ice. Sure, it's yeah, a great song. Yeah. God, Winger's still...
Oh yeah.
I guess Kip rejoined the band because they're going again.
Here's a quit. Billy Idol or David Bowie? Bowie.
Bowie. Yeah, Bowie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Although, I saw Billy Idol in concert, man.
Is he good?
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's fucking amazing. He's old now, and he was old when I saw him.
Oh,
like 20
yeah.
years ago, he was old.
Right.
And he was fucking amazing, and he's still touring and still White Wedding. Ooh.
A nice day for a white wedding.
This is a good one. Thompson Twins or Culture Club?
Culture Club.
Oh, man.
One of the best concerts I ever saw.
Doctor, doctor.
Yeah, but I saw Culture Club in concert in the 1840s, and they were fucking amazing.
Culture Club is pretty fucking awesome.
Amazing.
I'll tumble for you. I'll tumble for you.
We've only got a few minutes left here in the week, ladies and gentlemen. The big show. Thanks for joining us live. Don't forget, we're here 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn weekday for y'all. 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast live.
Fuck you.
Streaming.
Oh yeah.
Warm and loving.
Ah, give me an umbrella.
There's a Republican.
This just in.
This is interesting.
Oh, no.
A campaign is underway to recall a Republican representative, a state representative in Colorado.
Okay.
Named Joanne Windholes.
Windholes?
Windholes. W-I-N-D. It's a
Joanne Windsock.
Yeah.
Tube sock.
If you turn her towards the east, she whistles Dixie.
She's like a colander.
She said after the Planned Parenthood shooting in Colorado Springs, she wrote in a statement on Facebook, "Violence is never the answer, but we must start pointing out who is the real culprit, the true instigator of this violence and all violence." At any Planned Parenthood facility is Planned Parenthood themselves.
Oh, okay. Is this they had it coming?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She said that they are the instigators of all violence at Planned Parenthood.
Damn, that's some rough shit. They had it coming.
Right. So now two people have in the district have joined together who are outraged by this, their representative, by this heinous statement by this hag.
God.
And
that is some.
They are raising, they're raising signatures and they're trying to get a recall. There's new Facebook page called Recall State Representative Joanne Windholes.
Fuck yeah. That's horrible. They had it coming.
And they're trying to get her recalled. There were in the last election in that district, there were 18,858 votes cast, and Windholes only won by 106 votes.
Oh wow!
So she's not. It doesn't sound like she's that giantly popular.
She's not winning out of holes.
They need 5,000 signatures.
Well, that's not a lot,
right? Trigger a recall. Which is a little more than the required 25% that they need. So they are working on that. As of right this moment, 947 people like the page on Facebook.
Oh, shit.
The Recall State Representative Joanne Windholes.
That is insane, man.
Page.
To even to suggest that is barbaric.
But we heard that around a bunch of
nuts.
Different places, right? We heard what about the millions of babies they were killing inside?
It's like that song in Sweet Charity. They had it coming.
Right.
They had it coming.
They had a fetus smoothie bar inside.
I smell Saturday Night Live sketch.
The fetal smoothie
Welcome
bar.
Welcome to the fetal smoothie bar. Oh, God. Would you like a protein boost?
Can I have a baby taint boost, please?
Can you? What flavor?
All right. I think, you know what, we can, I think we can wrap up the week.
We are wrapping it up.
Don't you think?
Nine!
I mean, we've got a couple minutes, but
fuck it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. It's been a great week.
Bye, bitches!
Here on the show. Not a great week in America. Great week in the show.
No!
Thanks for joining us. We're going to be back here next week, every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast, Yay. Live at crabdiving.com. Don't forget, you can download us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, at the awesomest, most cushiest, most warmiest, bosomest place in the internet, crabdiving.com. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where, find out when. I know one place. He's going to be doing the Bomb Shelter in Los Angeles, California. Go to RatedRComedy.com or go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter to find out where and when.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @VileExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.